All right, happy Earth Day to everybody that celebrates.
How do you celebrate? That's the
Don't
question.
They usually have, I know the Earth Day is the 22nd, you know, like 420, when people are asking, hey, have you done weed today on Saturday?
Why, yes, we did all the weed.
No, I haven't.
No.
Don't they usually have the festivities on a Saturday, even
yes.
if it's on the 22nd and the 22nd falls like this year on a Monday?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I feel like
so.
That's going to cut back on a lot of Earth Day and out there, unless from the kids that are in school.
People are going to be less motivated today, is what you're saying?
Like, it'll just continue
to...
stereotype will be, well, most people that are Earth Day in are unemployed. Or they're self-employed.
Or they're wearing Birkenstocks.
Well, we have a skeleton crew here at the station.
Whoa.
People celebrating Earth Day.
What are you...
excuse me?
What are you insinuating there?
I'm insinuating three-day weekend. What are you insinuating?
Hey, one thing about... You were talking about planting a tree.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that has stuck with me since I was a little kid is... littering. I got some questions about my mom and dad, the way they raised me.
Don't mess with Texas kids.
But they were like, hey, don't throw anything out of the car. Don't litter on the side of the sidewalk, anything like that. Because there are people that are watching you at all times, and there are police in the bushes. That was something that was said to me like as a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Because I used to...
Yeah, Smokey the Bear's everywhere.
You like the fuzz.
Just, you know, like you're in a popsicle or something, you just throw the stick in the grass or on the ground or something like that. They'd be like, hey,
it's biodegradable.
This was the police are across the street in the bushes. They see you litter. So that stuck with me for like the longest time. And then
it's good parenting.
I was in a car with someone and she was eating a banana. There is no joke here. She really was eating a banana.
Not in the tailpipe.
Out of the peel. And she threw the peel out the window. And I'm like, whoa, you can't do that. And
her remember what happened to the O'Doyles? My God.
And she goes, oh, it'll disintegrate.
Yeah, it's biodegradable.
And I'm like, no, that's
sure
littering.
Yeah.
What? And I was like, oh my God, what if there's a cop behind me? We're going to get pulled over.
And this was last week.
For Earth Day, at least like that has like was beat
How
into
was
my head
Sunday?
As a kid. Do not litter.
Yeah. Same here.
And also on Earth Day, do not cut down a tree, even if it's a tree in your front yard that's got to go because the branches are all over the place.
Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I threw an apple core out the window when I was younger, and I thought my dad was going to take the belt to me. He wasn't happy about that. What are you doing?
Seriously, parents, good on you. They've done a really good job of telling their kids not to litter.
Yep.
Now, we might destroy the environment by other means, but in terms of littering,
we got it.
Hey, good on the parents.
Yep.
They've done a really good job.
Yeah, I saw it actually at a really young age when I was picking Reese up one day. A kid was getting ready to throw down his sucker wrapper or something. And the dad said, hey, no, it's not be a litter critter. I'm like, oh, litter critter. There you go.
Yeah. I like that phrase.
Yeah, don't be a litter critter. So on Earth Day today, don't be a litter critter.
That might be a fantasy football name.
The litter critters?
The litter critters. Don't be one today, all right, of all days.
Scottie Scheffler is about to tee off. He's got a 5-shot lead with 3 holes left at the RBC Heritage.
Why are they even finishing this?
Because you have to finish.
I know.
It's for points. It's for money.
I know, but he's going to win.
So he tees off in 10 minutes.
To play 4
holes.
His
wife goes into labor right now. Does he leave?
It's the only way anyone's going to win.
By the way, talk about a story that was kind of made up and leaned into.
Yeah.
She was not popping.
Still 2 weeks out.
Yeah, she wasn't popping at the Masters.
She was out doing Pilates.
Yeah, they made it sound like she was past her due date.
What, was Scheffler looking for an advantage?
Apparently.
Hey, you guys don't think, well, my wife.
Good for her.
My wife is about to pop, that I can do this? I'll show you.
This adds to the story of Scottie Scheffler, who is a machine. He is a robot.
Turns out his wife's an elephant.
You look on Thursday, he might be hanging around. You look on Saturday or Sunday going in, he's leading. But that I'm glad you brought that up, because when he was talking post-Masters, when he brought up the due date was still 2 weeks out, like, whoa!
He was hiding.
Whoa!
Was the baby made up? Does it exist?
Is there a cushion in there?
Chris tweets at me, says, labor takes a while, win the tourney, then get on your private jet and be there in plenty of time to cut the cord.
Yep. So this would be pretty close right now. Now you're a week out, but yeah. By the way, here's a little known fact for any new, I didn't know this, it was told to me during a parenting class. The cord, it's very rubbery. It's very hard to cut. Apparently, the
Did
percentages,
you not cut it?
I cut it.
Okay.
The percentages are more favorable that you'll need 2 snips to get it completely through, because they did. I got it in one because they prepared me. They said it's like rubber. And this was kind of odd. They said, the best way I could describe it, it's like calamari.
Huh. Oh, of course. Yeah.
As far as how hard and rubbery it is. So I knew that I had to get
Did you practice at these classes? Did they bring in some, like, calamari?
No, they didn't. That would have been a great thing to do, Jimmy. I mean, we paid for the damn class, but it was a good piece of advice.
It's like a driving simulator.
You know, you're nervous. You're a little, you don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, a human is in front of you.
Whoa, not that cord.
You got to cut. Yeah.
Jesus,
that's
man.
Not his cord.
Lord, I could tell the difference. He's blessed.
And I got a good job after I cut it because I did it in one snip as opposed to two because when most...
That's one thing.
It's
like
a father, you cut it, you're like, oh, wait, that's a little rough right there. It's thick.
Some guys practice before they get to the real one with their real wife.
Should.
Practice the cord?
Yeah.
Or just everything.
Yeah, you have a couple pregnancies that don't, you know, technically belong to you that you have no interest in, so you get to practice and then you get the real one.
I cut my cord, now I'm good.
Did you guys save the placenta? You guys have that like in the fridge?
No.
You save the cord?
No.
That should have been a necklace.
That would have been like a good souvenir.
Maybe a Christmas ornament.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Be like, what is that, Dad? Do you want to know?
Oh, Nick, I like your necklace. Where'd you get that? What is that? It's Reese's umbilical cord. Oh.
This was his path to food.
Well.
So good luck to Scotty. Well, just weighing on his mind.
Apparently.
Also weighing on somebody's mind was this. So your team's got a big weekend or big week up ahead with Caleb Williams, going to be the number one pick. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes into that.
I'm more excited about what they're going to do at number nine.
A little thing got released yesterday about he didn't want Spencer Rattler at OU because he said he was the better player. So essentially Justin Fields got the Spencer Rattler treatment.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams ran Spencer Rattler off, and then he ran away.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want Justin Fields in Chicago, doesn't want that competition. The more I not only watch...
You're painting such a rosy picture for the future of the Chicago Bear quarterback position.
1-17.
I think you're going to be fine. We'll discuss. Okay. We'll get till Thursday.
Yeah, we do.
Russell Wilson will need a new team.
I've said this. The thing about Nebraska's three quarterbacks that are battling for the job or battling to back up the guy is they're all good teammates. Like, they're all competitive. They don't want anything handed to them. Because I think Caleb Williams wanted something handed to him. And I think one of the things Matt Rhule has tried really, really hard, but now it's gotten away because you can't ignore the fact that Nebraska has something at that position, is you want them to earn it, is those guys are good teammates. Like, good teammates among themselves and good teammates with the rest of the team, that they don't want anything handed to them and they enjoy the competition and it's driving the competition. I think that is a big, big thing when you're taking over quarterbacks that make you go, oh boy. And you introduce them to the real world of playing quarterback, that nothing is given and you got to go take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as they've done this, you're starting to see one guy start to take it. And that's like a perfect scenario. I think they've handled this really, really well through spring. But you can do this when you have three guys that are good teammates among them, among their quarterback group, and then, of course, during amongst their team as some of the younger guys.
Yeah, and there's... I know Matt Rhule spoke about this a couple weeks back, about when one guy has a good day, the other guy feels that he needs to elevate his play, and so you see guys beginning to stack good days on good days. And when it comes to, I think more specifically to Dylan and then Danny Kalen, is there's always, it feels like there's always been that competition even before they were wearing a similar uniform. And, you know, talk about the Elite 11 when Dylan committed to Georgia and Danny Kalen decommitted from Missouri and then came to Nebraska. Then you're told, hey, now Dylan's coming here. You know what that is going to be about. So to see that Danny Kalen is continuing to put in the work to prepare himself, if nothing other than by the time this is all said and done and Dylan Raiola is your starting quarterback, that Danny Kalen will be so much further along than most freshmen as well, where you have a good situation. And then give Heinrich Harburg credit. There's no way he's deaf to the noise of the guy's not a quarterback. He's a good athlete that's playing quarterback right now. That's not going to be his position going forward if they want to best utilize his athletic ability. But he's putting in that work too. And it just seems like there is that that presence that you do at least need in that quarterback room of a veteran that has got starting experience that can tell you about what it is when it's when the live bullets are flying.
Hey, Harburg was did Rule allude to this about the 99-yard drive?
He thought it was Harburg.
It was Harburg.
Okay,
Harburg led the 99-yard drive in practice. So, I push back. People talk about Danny Kalen like the kid's a bum. Like he was a bum that was an afterthought when Raiola was brought in here. He's a good quarterback, okay? Don't judge off his senior year. He didn't have a lot of things that were on his side while he continued to grind. Nebraska's quarterback room is better than last year, and don't hit me up here because I know that last year was not that good, but it's over. If you wanted to be full into competition and go, oh my gosh, they're going to wait until the week of the UTEP game, and they may do that.
That'd be posturing.
It's over. It's over. And it has been one in spring. If you were on the category of he's the guy from day one, and he really was, but you got to go out and prove it because you're going to be introduced to the real world of college football. Not like Caleb Williams. You're going to say you got to go out and earn it. So two things from Saturday.
Got to hit up my boy Caleb like that.
Is the next time that Patrick Mahomes tweets at Dylan Raiola, the internet's going to break in Nebraska. He's his son. He's got so many mannerisms.
Well, it's not actually technically correct.
The pity patter. Well, you never know nowadays. I mean, because they've got all that complication. Like people could be like the second son or whatever, second cousin. Like, I don't know how that works.
You never know these days.
Yeah, you know that whole family tree thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my branches are all broke off, so I'm not all up on that. But all the mannerisms are there. Where's the number? There's things, and it's not just him. So they have more intriguing pieces around him. So it's not on a whole of his plate. But two things from Saturday: one, on the run throwing, and then when you have wide receivers that put track shoes on and can outrun defensive backs to get to a spot. You got to have a quarterback that can throw the ball at that spot. There are two clips that are out there. One, on a scramble out of the pocket, head up, running laterally, and then throwing kind of with a three-quarter arm slot to... It's either going to be caught or it's going to be incomplete along the sidelines. Yeah. And then there is a deep post that he threw to Jalen Lloyd.
Yep.
Like I said, if you want to do the hokey pokey with 15, it's okay to put your whole body in.
That's the one I don't want to overly drool about, the second one you talked about, where he's rolling to his right, then essentially fading back, throwing off balance, and still having the arm strength to get it to Jalen Lloyd, who's already created separation, and he doesn't really break stride. There are a lot of things that you can pick out of the highlights and just say, yeah, that's exactly what they are. There are sometimes in those highlights when you look at something, especially like that, the sheer difficulty of pulling off that throw under pressure, regardless if there can be contact or not, but looking where his body is and to make that type of throw, that's a hose.
So
that's an absolute hose.
The play to the sidelines, he was flushed out of the pocket, held the ball a little bit, flushed out of the pocket, kept his head up on the run. And I think when people see him up close on Saturday for the first time, he's a lot bigger than you would think. And that may sound strange. Like, I know he's 6'2", 220. He's big. We might joke and say he's got a dad bod, but he's bigger in football pads than I would have thought. But the foot speed becomes, well, he's not having the same kind of foot speed. You know the foot speed that he has, which I worked out pretty well for this guy? Zach Taylor. Yeah. So Zach Taylor was not a burner, but it wasn't like Zach Taylor couldn't run. But I think there's a difference between as a quarterback of just flat out, when you are a pro-style quarterback, a flat-out foot speed and then smart football speed, where when you need to get something, you get to a spot quick. And I think that's the difference with Raiola compared to some of the other quarterbacks that have been more of a dual-threat quarterback before a pro-style guy. But he just is the football IQ is pretty enormous. And I think that can carry you a long ways while the rest of learning how to play in college mm-hmm. catches up to you. Because here's what's going to happen. There are going to be times early in the season he's going to think he can make a throw into a tight window, yep. and it's either going to get knocked down or it's going to get picked off. And then I want to see how you learn from that. Right. I actually would like to see early quarterbacks struggle Saturday. But I got a feeling that they won't, because I want to see, when you have to deal with adversity, how you pivot. And especially him, on when you have a play which looks great on paper mm-hmm. and you run it precisely and a guy makes a good play, or you're like, ah, I got too greedy on that. What do you do on the next series or the next time you have that same exact play?
This was one of the areas that I was extremely optimistic about when it came to Adrian. And it wasn't necessarily what did he learn and applied it to the next opportunity, but it was the ability to process a mistake and to flush it and not let it impact the next series. I thought at 18 years old, when he was a true freshman, he was light years between the ears. He was light years ahead of what you would typically expect from a freshman. You hit on a key point there, though. It's one thing to have that ability to flush everything out. You always hear the short memory impact. But what did you learn from it, too? And I'm 100% with you. This is where, when you have somebody that has been brought up the way that he has when it comes to the quarterback play, the anticipation, the ability to read, all of those little things that are going to pay dividends, it's not as if, okay, you're going to step onto the collegiate field and be able to pick up from where you left off in high school and be at such a high level. No, that should never really be the expectation. The fact that the ability is there, you've seen it, you continue to see it in certain throws that he can make, every one of them. But more than anything, for me, it is those early struggles that are inevitable. They're just going to happen. You don't play in a conference like that where somebody isn't going to make it their point. The defensive coordinators and that defensive personnel is not going to make it their point to be able to rattle you and try to put you in uncomfortable situations. But this is where I feel confident in that ability, not only the maturity, the physical and mental talent that I think he really does have, and being able to process what went wrong, whether it's listening to Glenn Thomas or just being able to see that on his own once it's played back on the sideline, because you've got real-time video and you're looking at it like, oh man, why the hell didn't I see that? Okay, got it. It's locked in. On to the next one, and it won't happen again.
All right, Jimmy's got an update coming up next. Another full day of NBA and NHL playoffs that we'll get into. Plus, it is Portal Combat season for at least, I'm doing the math, about 10 more days. Big week this week. Trey Alexander, Ryan Kalkbrenner, you got the NBA draft deadline, which is coming up on the 27th. So we'll get into that and more on Nebraska's edition of Connor Asijan. And the NFL draft. Pick your quarterback. Where will six go in the opening round? And who will go two?
Might not be Drake May.
705. Jimmy's next on 1620 The Zone.